This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana has ended. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties held public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favour of the candidates. Senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed a Jan Ashirwad rally in Palwal. Congress MP Dipinder Hooda addressed a public meeting in Kalka this morning. The single-phase polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 8th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. The government today launched the pilot project of the Prime Minister's internship scheme. The scheme, which was announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Union Budget 2024-25, aims to provide internship opportunities to 1 crore youth in top 500 companies over 5 years. Sources in the Ministry of Corporate Affairs said the government has earmarked 800 crore rupees for this pilot project. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, primeministership.mca.gov.in. In Bihar, water level of several overflowing rivers has started receding, but in many areas, they are still above the danger level. Around 15 lakh people in 17 districts have been affected by flood due to rise of water level of Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers. Our correspondent reports from Shivhar to Sitamari and Madhubani to Darbhanga. Flood-affected people have taken shelter on embankments and highways. India's rejected report by U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom report, terming it as malicious. In response to media queries regarding country update on India in the USCIRF report, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal called USCIRF a biased organization with a political agenda which continues to misrepresent facts and peddles a motivated narrative about India. The spokesperson urged USCIRF to desist from such agenda-driven efforts and utilize its time more productively on addressing human rights issues in the United States. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the German Chancellor Security and Foreign Policy Advisor Jens Plotner in Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they took stock of preparations for the upcoming India-Germany intergovernmental consultations. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. She was addressing the convocation ceremony of the Mohanlal Sukharia University in Udaipur today on the first day of a two-day Rajasthan visit. The president said students should not do any such work in their life which may tarnish their character. She said the highest moral values should be part of the behavior and work style. The president said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. In Jammu and Kashmir, amid multi-tier security arrangements, the 9-day-long festival of Navratri began with religious favors. Over 45,000 pilgrims undertake the pilgrimage daily to pay obeisance at the cave shrine of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi in the Three Kota Hills in Riasi district of Jammu Division. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board, which manages the Yatra, has started new registration counters at the Katra railway station to ease the process for the pilgrims in light of the expected influx during the Navratri period. The Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra has been adorned with indigenous and foreign flowers, and large pandals have been set up in the Bhavan area for the auspicious occasion. Chief Executive Officer Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board Anshul Garg has congratulated all the devotees on the occasion of Shardiya Navratri and welcomed them and hoped that thousands of pilgrims from across the globe will come to pay their obeisance. The International Film Festival and Forum on Environment and Wildlife Vatavaran was inaugurated today at Paryavaran Bhavan in New Delhi. The theme for the three-day festival is Wetlands for Life, focusing on the awareness and conservation of the wetlands ecosystem. Speaking on the event, Director General of Forest in the Ministry of Environment, Jitendra Kumar, highlighted that wetlands are very important to India due to the ecological and economical benefits. And that is the end of this news bulletin.